Hi, I'm Leanne Blaney, adventure coach, speaker, and award-winning author. Welcome to the Ignite Your Life podcast, where we are having conversations about what might be holding you back and how to move forward to achieve your dream life. Come along on a journey and set yourself up by having freedom in your choices, becoming grounded and centered, and learn how to speak from the heart. For more information, go to leanneblaney.com. Let's ignite your life. Cindy Turner is a master coach and facilitator who has a HR background with 10 plus years in HR management. Cindy is the creator of Evolving Women, which is a platform that hosts a range of transformational programs to help support the development of women. Hi, Cindy. Welcome to the Ignite Your Life podcast.
Thanks so much, Leanne.
I'm really looking forward to hearing about our theme for this episode, feminine leadership. But first of all, do you want to tell the listeners just a little bit about yourself?
Oh gosh, where to start? I'm Canadian born. I've lived in Australia for 23 years, so nearly half my life. I was in Melbourne for about 10 years prior to just recently moving to the Sunshine Coast in Queensland, just north of Brisbane. I feel like I've landed in paradise. It's just the most amazing place to live, amazing people. So yeah, that's sort of on a more personal side. Professionally, I've got a human resource management background, so I worked in that space for about 12 years. And I've had my own business now for 11 years in the executive and leadership coaching space, leadership development, team development, and more recently in women's empowerment programs. And about 3 months ago, I launched my new baby, my new business, which is called Evolving Women. And it's a platform that showcases amazing women and their work in the world. So there's lots of transformational programs on the site that women around the world can access to help develop them to be the best version of themselves. So that's my my current focus and absolute love at the moment.
Oh, sounds awesome. So we're here today to talk about feminine leadership. So I thought we'd start off first. What do you see feminine leadership being?
For me, feminine leadership is about honouring the way that we are, you know, genuinely who we are. So what we're seeing now in the stats is that people are more stressed, more anxious, more depressed than they've ever been before. And I feel what's happening is that people are needing to go to work and feel they have a mask that they're wearing, that they're showing up in a particular way that isn't necessarily in alignment with who they truly are. So for me, feminine leadership is about leadership that is authentic to who you truly are. So for centuries, we've worked in a very patriarchal way where the masculine way has been honored and revered. It's been rewarded. So what we're seeing now is that women go to work and they think, well, that's the way I need to behave or show up in order for me to succeed, in order for me to be recognized or to get promoted, that I need to put on this sort of masculine suit. When really that works very much against the grain of who we truly are as women. So it's pulling women, I guess, off course in terms of who they truly are because they're trying to be something that they're not. And you would know as well as I from a coaching perspective that when we're trying to be something that we're not, when that gap is huge between the persona that you're showing up as and who you truly are on the inside, it creates a lot of stress and anxiety. So for me, feminine leadership is about enabling women to show up in their natural essence. And so what do I mean by that? The masculine way is very directional. So if you think about the ship on an ocean, you know, they're very much focused in a very linear fashion towards a goal to the exclusion of everything else. So, you know, if you want something achieved, you know, in a very directional, purposeful, timely fashion, put a man on the job because that's typically the way that they love to work. However, women are more like the ocean waves themselves in terms of ebbing and flowing. They typically, you know, like to look at a problem from more angles than just we need to get there. So they might take into consideration their family, their partner, the children, the community, the team that they're part of, so that they're taking a more holistic perspective in the way that they're making their decisions. So much like the waves of the ocean, not necessarily are they directional and purposeful, but it's a bit more considered, I would say. So what we see is feminine leadership tends to embody things like collaboration, co-creation, communication, and empathy. these are the natural ways. If you think about women hundreds of years ago, sitting around in their craft groups or, you know, running their household, it was very much about nurturing, compassion, care. And a lot of these qualities we've learned in our workplaces today that those aren't necessarily the way that we're going to get ahead. However, they are the natural nature for women. And I would say, I should just say that it's not just a gender debate in terms of women show up this way and men show up that way. I believe that we actually have a bit of both. So, you know, at times a woman could show up in her masculine, but to allow that feminine part of herself as well. And same for men as well. Men can be very masculine, but, you know, my partner is a perfect example. He's got a lot of feminine qualities in him. And he allows those through. So it makes him a really beautiful, balanced human being, and particularly as a leader, which he's been for many years. Yeah.
Yeah. I definitely love how you talk about the masculine and feminine being in all of us, because it definitely is something that can come out at different times when it's needed. And I just feel that a lot of women, they had to hide that feminine side because, as you say, they had to show up and try and be like men. Well, that's how they thought they had to. And they came across as more aggressive than assertive, and there were so many things with that mask being on that drained them, and they just found they were burning out, I feel, a lot more than, say, the men were, because they weren't being themselves. Have you seen that a lot?
Absolutely, and I still see it every day. I was coaching a senior executive woman this morning, and same deal. Like, she's super busy, super purposeful in her work, and she asked me at the end of the session, she said, well, you know, what's my homework? What do you want me to do? And I said, I want you to do less. And she was quite shocked. And I said, no, like, you know, it's not about adding more. It's not about more busyness. It's actually about allowing yourself to be. This is another really big distinction between the masculine and the feminine. The masculine is very much about the doing. It's about achievement. It's about moving forward. For the feminine, it's about being. So as a woman, it's about slowing down. It's about doing less. It's about connecting in with our intuition, our empathy, and to genuinely connect, because that's when we actually bring out our best self.
And have you found that a lot of women have been hiding that side of themselves because of what the media says, society says, how we're supposed to conform, be this superwoman in every aspect of our life? I mean, it's seen as a failure if you can't be a great mother as well as a great businesswoman as well as a great partner, all these things, and they feel like failures because of what society's actually put on them.
Yeah, and also what women choose to be themselves as well. But I do think if you look at the corporate world at the moment, very much the masculine qualities are the ones that are recognized, they're rewarded. Mm-hmm. And so if you've got a man and a woman in a similar role, the woman's going to show up in a more masculine way to get ahead, to get the promotion, mm-hmm. because that's what she's learned. That's what helps you to get ahead. And so, yes, absolutely, repressing those feminine qualities that are a strength but in a different way is actually a really sad current state for us in leadership.
Yeah, definitely. So what about moving forward? I'm sort of seeing, even in my clients, that there is a bit of an awakening with women. They are wanting to bring out more of their feminine side. Are you seeing things that, okay, women are starting to realize that maybe the masculine way is not the way to go, that maybe there could be a nice blend between both?
Great question, Leanne, because I wanted to just sort of take a moment to think about and to have people reflect on where are we at with leadership today. And we look at what's happened in the entertainment industry. We look at what's happening in politics, even currently, and even in organizations closer to home. Would you say that leadership is actually working right now? Is it actually succeeding? Is it balanced? I think, though, there's lots of examples where leadership is failing us, where it's breaking down. There's a breakdown in trust, and people aren't just looking up at leaders now and blindly following them. They need to earn that respect. So what I'm seeing is that leadership's out of balance. And to your point, I am seeing women wanting to step up. They're wanting to move into that realm more confidently now, which is great. We still have a lot of women that are holding themselves back, and the imposter syndrome affects most of us, both men and women. But what I like to think is that there's the yin and the yang. There's the masculine and the feminine within all of us. And when we have too much of one, so what we're seeing in the world at the moment is too much of the masculine, mm. we need to allow more of the feminine. And only when we start to get that balance will we have greater results. So what our world desperately needs right now is more compassion, more connection, more communication, more empathy, more heart. So we need, you know, we think about what a great leader is today. A great leader is someone who actually helps you to feel a particular way. It's not anything that they're doing necessarily. It's how they make you feel. Do they show that they care? Do they genuinely connect with you? And these are typically more feminine traits. So what I think the world needs right now is much more of that. So I think we need to honor and acknowledge women and enable women to step up, which is what my whole platform is about, is helping support the evolution of women, because that's what the world desperately needs.
Oh, that's so true. So moving forward, if a woman was to start thinking, okay, I want to know more about this feminine leadership, tell us a bit more about that, what they would actually need to do. Is it a natural thing that comes only naturally to some people? Or is it something you can learn?
Great question. I think for me, when I'm coaching women around how to connect more with their feminine nature, their feminine power, which is ultimately them being in alignment with who they truly are, it is usually less, doing less. So it's about taking time to connect more fully with yourself, to honor who you truly are and what your strengths and gifts are in the world. But it's also allowing yourself time to connect with your wisdom. You know, we all have that innate sense, and women typically are very good at this if they allow it. But you've got to get quiet in your life in order for you to hear that wisdom, that inner voice that's actually guiding you and trying to inform you of the next best steps for you in your life. So my first recommendation would be to do less and do some things that help you to relax, whether that's creating something, whether that's having a bath, whether that's journaling, whether that's meditating, but to quiet the self. You know, I see women around me everywhere just flat out busy and going for like supermom status and really trying to overachieve in all areas of their life. And I really don't think that's the solution. I don't think that's the answer. The second thing I would get women to do is to start to think about some of the women that you admire. Who inspires you and what are the qualities that they embody that you would like to have more of? I think it's always good if we can identify women that we just adore and love and would like to have more of in ourselves. And the third thing would be a journaling exercise. You know, what would be different for you if you could honor your feminine nature? If you could allow more of that connection, collaboration, co-creativity, more empathy, what would be different for you in your life? You know, how might you show up differently as a leader? How might you show up differently as a human being? How might you be different as a mom, as a friend, as a partner? So I think, you know, to consider those moments in your life when you have actually allowed that feminine part of you to be, and how did that feel?
One of the things I've been talking recently about is for women to look inside, to stop. Well, what I used to do, I mean, as an example of it, is I used to put my head in the sand like an ostrich thinking, oh no, I don't want to go in there. I don't want to find that. I don't want to find out all these different things, seeing that as a weakness. That's actually a strength to go inside, isn't it? To find out what is going on for you, so that you can become aware of what it is, so you can move on. Isn't it? Like, it's 95% of the journey is being aware of what you're actually doing.
Absolutely. And that's what I think is a really sad state at the moment, is that women are so busy and doing so much. And like, we're awesome. Like, you know, just ask us, we're incredible human beings. But when we're busy, we're not listening. We're not connected to ourselves, and we're not actually connecting with our intuition. So you speak about that sort of internal voice. It's like, absolutely. But if you're busy madly out in the external world, you're not in your internal world connecting with that. That's why less is more.
That's right. So what about going out into the world now? If we were to get these women to start empowering themselves and being allowing themselves to have more of that feminine side, to know that vulnerability is actually a strength, not a weakness. What do you think we'd actually be seeing happening in the world, or even just in someone's individual world?
Well, what I personally love to see, Leanne, is that women connect with their feminine nature so that they feel empowered to be who they truly are. Because I think when we get to that place as women, look out, you know, it's going to be amazing what we can achieve. And the Dalai Lama says it's Western women that will change the world. And I firmly believe that. But women need to step up. You know, we need to feel more confident in who we are and our capabilities. I know tons and tons of beautiful, amazing, talented, you know, women who've got so much to bring to the world. But while they're holding themselves back, while their inner critic is holding them back, they're never going to achieve the things that they're here to do in this lifetime. So I believe if women stepped up and actually truly were empowered to be authentic to who they truly are, the world would be a more balanced, beautiful place, because we'd have a more balanced leadership, making decisions, guiding our future direction. It would be an absolutely better place.
Yeah, I agree. What would be a first step? Well, we did discuss before a couple of things you said about creating space for yourself and that, but are there some tips that if someone says, right, okay, I want to get into this, I want to learn more, are there groups out there now, or is it just like you're starting to see the movement now and you've got your evolving women calls and that? What are you seeing out there for women to connect with each other?
There are, look, I think women are typically naturally very good at connection. You go to any cafe, it's usually a lot of women sitting around chatting, less so, there's less men doing that. There are quite a number of retreats now around the country and around the world that will help women to connect in with their feminine power. I just came back from a retreat on Wednesday last week over in Perth. Fabulous retreat program, and I promote these on evolvingwomen.co. So from time to time, when there's an event that I feel is worthy of promoting and would be really beneficial for women to help them step into their power, I will be promoting those on the site and in my newsletter. I think if a woman is really curious and wanting to find great opportunities, get online, Google that, talk to friends. Get on evolvingwomen.co and look for opportunities that are coming up. I think when the student is ready, the teacher will always appear. You know, that age-old quote. I do firmly believe that. And when a woman starts to get really curious, those people will start to show up for her in her life. And she'll start to attract different people into her life as well. She'll start having different friends, different role models, different mentors, because of what she's curious about and what she's wanting to create change around.
Yeah. And there's so much out there, isn't there? If you want to learn more about things, there's a lot out there. It's just opening your mind up so that your mind starts going, hey, there's something that might be of interest. Like, I love retreats. I think they are very empowering for women, because women really connect to that type of learning or personal development. But I just think, you know, you need to make sure that you're thinking, okay, investing in myself is so worthwhile, because this is the only way I'm going to move forward and do things for me and for the world.
Absolutely. I think investing in yourself is the most important investment you can make. And I've just thought of a book, actually, that people might be interested in reading, which I personally loved and I have used elements of in some of my training programs. It's called Playing Big by Tara Moore. I'm not sure if you've heard of it.
I haven't, no.
It's a really good book, very simple language, beautiful, clean models that she uses. And she's also got an online global program as well. Her last name is spelled M-O-H-R, Tara Moore. And that's a great read, and that's a great place to start for women if they're looking to get into this space.
Oh, I love it. Love it when we get resources out there. There's so many books out there, and I love having recommendations. So I'm going to look forward to that one. Well, Cindy, thank you so much for talking with me today about feminine and leadership. It's just such an exciting topic, and I know we could probably talk forever on it because there's so many aspects to it and tips and things. But where, if somebody wants to find out more about you and what you do, where's the best place for them to contact you?
Yeah, my website is evolvingwomen.co. They can hop on there, join our newsletter. I put out a regular newsletter full of wisdom and interviews with fabulous women doing amazing things in the world. So it's a very inspirational, positive stories type newsletter. And there's also an ebook on there, which is about why women make better bosses. And it's basically understanding your female brain and the differences between the male brain and the female brain, so we can understand our behavior more fully. So that's there for free as well if people wanted to hop on the website and grab their copy.
I love it. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you, Leanne.
Igniters, Cindy is all about honoring who we truly are.
If you want to find out more, go to www.evolvingwomen.co. For adding adventure and fun to your life, go to my website, www.leanneblaney.com.